Joining me is former Hereford United striker Richard Leadbeater. Richard, you joined Hereford from Wolves on loan. What was the differences in reserve team football to the GM Vauxhall Conference?
I suppose it feels a long time ago now, of course, but from memory, the big difference was the result mattered enormously. So in reserve team football, it's all about sort of player development and learning and growing and trying things out. There was a reserve league, but nobody really, wanted to win the reserve league. But when I left Wolves reserve team and came to Hereford first team, obviously in the conference they're going for a promotion, and so that was a big difference. I think the physicality of it as well. I was a young pro at Wolves, physically growing as well, and coming to the conference, it was very physical. So I think those, from memory, the two things that I seem to remember, everything mattering a lot more because points mattered, and the sheer physicality of conference football was much greater than it was in reserve teams.
It was 20 years ago that you were at Hereford United. Are there any games that you can remember?
Well, I can remember my first two very clearly, which was Kidderminster, because I came on a sign on Christmas Eve. And so, I don't know if it's still in the case in the conference, but you used to play the local sides. So we played Kidderminster on Boxing Day. And from memory, I think we won 1-0. And I think I won the penalty, but didn't take it. So we beat Kidderminster 1-0, so that sticks in my mind. And then the New Year's Day, the return fixture, we played at Kidderminster Harriers and won 4-1. And I scored 3 and set up the other one. I think I also remember from that game, the person who was marking me might have been Adrian Smith, I might have got that wrong. I think he won man of the match, which I thought was bizarre. But those two games stick out particularly from my loan period when I went from Wolves on loan.
Looking at the stats, you scored 7 goals in 15 games. You then joined Hereford permanently the following season. And was it an easy decision to return to Edgar Street?
Not really, because my contract wasn't renewed at Wolves at the end of that season after my loan spell. And so for about 2 or 3 months during the close season and pre-season, I almost signed for Swansea. I went down to Plymouth on trial. So I remember it being quite a stressful time because nothing quite came off permanently. And so I went back to Hereford. It was easy in the sense that I knew Hereford. I knew the manager and some of the players, and I liked the Graham Turner and the players. I liked playing at Hereford. But I suppose when I left Wolves, in my sort of naivety and arrogance, I thought I'm leaving a Championship club, or what is now the Championship, and I was hoping to stay in the Football League, hence me going to Swansea and then Plymouth and dotting around various places on trial. So yes, it was an easy decision in some respects, and it wasn't in other respects because I was keen to stay in the league.
When you signed for Hereford permanently, your strike rate wasn't as good as when you were on loan. Do you think that kind of pre-season being messed around affected your goals tally?
Yeah, I've often wondered about that. Yeah, possibly. I think having a good pre-season under your belt with the team that you're going to play is always helpful. You're right. I mean, I don't know is the short answer. But it was certainly the case that my goals return wasn't as good. But I could never really pinpoint why.
Looking in Ron Parrott's book, you were involved in the infamous game against Newport Isle of Wight when we were 2-0 up and lost 3-2. What was it like in the dressing room after that defeat?
Oh, horrific. Yeah, that was one of the low points. I think as well because we knew. I mean, obviously, you've lost the game. We've lost the game. So there's that. We're at the FA Cup. There's that. we'd lost the game to Newport, who were expected to beat comfortably. But I think on top of all that, we were aware as players of the financial constraints and difficulties that the club were in, and so you feel responsible on lots of different levels. You know, you think this is bad news because we've lost, but it's bad news because it's cost the club potential extra revenue. So it was not a nice place to be. But you know, it's funny enough, you said 20 years ago, there are lots of things I can't remember. I can't remember that moment.
How did Graham Turner try and protect the players from the financial problems? Because Graham Turner was chairman and manager, and the club was losing a lot of money. You know, did he kind of inform the players of that situation, or was it something that he kind of kept to himself and he just let you get on with the football?
No, I remember him being really super. So he didn't burden the players with the sort of, you've got to win to keep, you know, people in a job. But inevitably, players are aware of what's going on, and we were. So Graham was a superman, a super manager. I mean, and he was, at that time, as far as I know, doing five or six different jobs around the club. So he had a lot on his plate as well.
You leave Hereford and join Stevenage, who have spells then at Hensford and Nuneaton. You now work as a reverend in the church. How did that job come about?
It was a very long process. So I didn't grow up in a Christian home. So I became a Christian around the time I started playing at Wolves. I mean, this might have something to do with going from Wolves to Hereford to Stevenage to Nuneaton, ended up at Redditch. The longer I was a Christian, the more I wanted to work in full-time Christian ministry. So although my dream had always been to play football, I describe it as my passion for football declining slowly over time, and my passion to work in a church in priest over time. And so I began a process of when I went to Stevenage, in the conference. So I started doing some studies, putting doors, exploring different avenues. So it wasn't overnight I'm stopping football, I'm starting working in the church. It was probably a 5, 6, 7 year period where I slowed down one career and started another one, which led eventually to me getting ordained in the Church of England when I was 32. And now, as you said, I'm in my own church in Guildford.
And do a lot of the congregation know that you're a former professional footballer?
I think they do. I try to talk about it a lot because I suppose it's a former life, and it's a long time ago. And in the grand scheme of things, it's I love doing it. And it was great to do, but it's it doesn't particularly play a part in my life now. Although I think I heard somebody say preachers preach according to their sort of background. So a friend of mine used to be a lawyer, and his sort of sermons are very forensic and almost, you know, as though he's in a court. I think my sermons are slightly more like I'm in a football changing room trying to rally the troops. So I've obviously been influenced a lot by my football past, but I also never quite know how to bring it up. You know, if you turn up in a room and you start saying, "Hello, everyone, I used to be a professional footballer," you know, it slightly comes across as arrogant. So I'm glad for my football past, but it feels distant to what I'm doing now.